thou shalt only play new music. Thou shalt only play new music born in the great county of Nottinghamshire. Thou shalt honour and play all forms and genres of new music. Thou shalt always spread the love. The very best from the Nottinghamshire music scene. This is the Music New Music Podcast with Mark Dow.
I'm not supposed to die for you today. I break my wedding finger for the ring to fit another obligation which required me to cry out in a declaration of my value which you'll deny. Tonight I'll never speak a word again, but I'll gesture inside to show you're never getting close to my heart until you're close to my mind. Talk about this no more to people who I still got respect for. Instead I wanna know the drugs they do and where they were got, or else I'll fly to Pensacola hoping I might get shot. And if you think it's just a breakdown, I assure you it's not, because you're never getting close to my heart until you're close to my mind. Soviet Castro doll is hot, loaded from a crisis I forgot. Oh, the fallout burns, but I don't even know if there'll be anybody moving here or if I'm alone to tell the guy from the UN she missed the mark.
Brand new music from the man, myself, and 249 others fell in love with at Bodega 2 Fridays Back off his exquisite brand new EP, that is Gallery 47 and Close to the Mind. Right, let's move things up a bit. This is the Music New Music Podcast, Knots and Proud. We'll say hello in full in a mo. First, it's time to check some new Knots music, Ibiza style. Hooking up with Ibiza Rock's resident Nicola Bear on the remix. That is a banger of a version of One Girl, One Boy's If This Is Love. We'll play their new single Sylvia next time around. This is the Music New Music Podcast, playing you nothing but music, new knots music made by you. On this week's show, Vicky McClure. Yes, the Vicky McClure, the knots legend herself. We have the future sound of Nottingham latest and we have the Johnny Cash of Knots. Right now, straight into proof, we always honour those sacred four commandments and play all genres of music. We kicked off with Gallery 47, then we raved things up with the Nicola Bear remix of One Girl, One Boy. Now, some brand new music from the Golden Troubadours. Really enjoyed their EP launch at the Malt Cross on Friday. Rewind on the way.
Howling wolves cry at my door, leave me stranded on the second floor. I see my lovers come and go, disappearing around the world. It's a mad scene, it's a bad dream. The wolves scream their innocence, grow perimeter like a fence. Inside, running riot through the corridors with eager quiet. The color carnivores laugh to cry. They hunt the feelings that come and go. They leave me stranded on the second floor. It's a mad scene. It's a
together with Confetti, supporting the most vibrant music scene in the UK.
Now I finally understand what it takes to be a woman, to stand on my own two feet, hold my breath and take a chance. Now finally I can see how much this means to me, to reach those high seas. And when my time has come, you'll see how far I've run to reach my goal. You'll see that I have won. When I'm living in Hollywood, living in Hollywood, living in Hollywood, I'll be dead now if I could. Finally I can see
Heart and Beats on production duties. Chloe McShane doing the vocals. The track is called Hollywood. I am feeling that. This is the Music, New Music Podcast. It's time for
The Rewind.
The Rewind, the track from last time, so good we had to play it again. The album is due later in the year. This week's Rewind is the debut single from Yuniyoshi's forthcoming album, out on the 25th. Apparently, there's going to be a very special launch party on the 26th, but if I told you any more, they'd kneecap me. Check out the groove on this. This is Tan Lines. We'll go Back to the Future next, by the way, Run DMC style.
Waves crash under blue skies. 10 lines take my eyes. Burned in like memories. 10 lines, a souvenir. Giving up, running, I'm running out. Giving up, running, I'm running out. Giving up, running, I'm running out. You're not faded like the 10 lines.
Collaboration between Born and Bred Notts folks and a Nottingham University student. That is Raised by Wolves. Really, really feeling that and looking forward to hearing more new music from them. This is the Newsic New Music Podcast. You can find all the track listing details online at newsic.org.uk. Right now, it's time to go.
Back to the future.
This is where we share with you something from our current feature session, which is online now. This is where we showcase a potential future Notts number one, get them in the music studios, play a few tracks, and record it all on the confetti studio cameras. Out there on the worldwide system of computers and servers that is the internet, on March the 11th, this is the very talented MC that is Lexus, hooking up with the Vice Collective, who are bringing the funk. Run DMC and Aerosmith, Eat Your Heart Out. This is First Class Ticket Live. Shout out to Gaz and the GS Media family for spreading the love. On the way, the Nottingham legend that is Vicky McClure.
Everybody wants more than they've got. To ball in these shops without balls in these shops. When it all comes to a stop, all that you've got is your legacy. Living your past life in people's memories. So I'm heading for the stars till an enemy puts me in a cemetery. Eventually, rap will set me free. I can't complain cause the game still gets me pee. On concentrally molested beats in a booth setting free the best of me. Until I get to be mentioned in breasts with these legends. I pack weapons still selling weed. And I believe I tell it well enough to have my mum's eyes welling up. That's why I was writing non-stop. Even when I gave it up, pedal to the floor and Lex ain't letting up. First class ticket. into the sky, right? Sky is the limit. Don't just exist it. First class ticket. Into the sky, right? Sky is the limit. Don't just exist it. Everybody wants a first class ticket out of their lives. Into the sky, right? Cause the sky is the limit. Live your life. Don't just exist it. Everybody wants a first class ticket out of their lives. Into the sky, right? Cause the sky is the limit. Live your life. Don't just exist it. Yeah. We all want an upgrade. I come from a rough place where we need that ticket but just want a bus case. So one beats, I'm a nutcase. Schizo, bipolar with a sick flow. Hoping that it gets though, it gets shows. I just really want to get known, forget hoes. Lex needs a Lexus, I'm writing till I'm off my ten toes. And my name's everywhere like Tesco's. All I need is one mind, blood, ass, Esco. Let's go, we all got dreams. It's hard to focus when we all got fiends. When we all got lean. Yeah, I miss the days. On my meat meal shit, I got a dream to chase. Call me world class Lex. Still here fighting for that first class track.
This is the Music New Music Podcast with Mark Dell. Feel the music.
Is there anybody out there? Anybody out there? Anybody out there who can hear me cry?
Up in the Future Session Studios, that is Esther Van Loyve, and that track is Calling Out with Caden Gray on the remix. This is the Music New Music Podcast. Brand new music from a brand new artist on the way. Watch out, Lucy Alexandra. You are about to get your first radio play, but first, let's catch up with a legend.
Well, I think one of the things that's interesting about your story, you're famous now, and so people will think, oh, she's always been famous. But you and I know that actually there was a hell of a lot of hard work or do jobs you hate while you hung on to that dream. You haven't always been a BAFTA winning actress. So one of the things about Industry Week is we get all these people in saying, keep sharing the wisdom on how to succeed. And sometimes it's actually good to hear the relatable bit about the struggle. Does that make sense?
Yeah, total sense. And, you know, I mean, I had a job in an office for 8 years. That was my thing. And I wouldn't say I hated my job. They were brilliant because they let me go away and do auditions and, you know, go and... I was shooting This Is England, the film, when I was there. So, you know, they let me go off and do things like that.
She was still doing a 9-to-5 while you were shooting This Is England.
That's the reality of life. You know, we can't all live off the dream, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, I had to have a normal job. But I think it's not even a tip. It's just you have to really persevere in this business because unless certain things come about, you do have to... It's not even that you're waiting your turn. You're just waiting for your moment. And... You know, I had a great film at 15 in Rue Vremier Brass, and I did expect that I'd end up somewhere, you know, I don't know, in Hollywood. In my head, I'm 15 and I'm in the cinema and it's going to go really well, and it didn't. And I waited my turn, and that turn didn't come until kind of This Is England 86, which wasn't that long ago. So I've had to wait.
How did you keep your belief up?
Because I just, that's what I want to do. And, you know, it's... You've got to believe in yourself, but you've also just got to have the encouragement that I don't see myself doing anything else. So unless I'm doing this, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do.
What have been the highlights so far? What have been the moments when you've been thinking, yeah, this is what it's all about?
Well, This Is England is, you know, it's got a massive place in my heart in terms of performance. Winning a BAFTA was a surreal moment for me.
Imagine that was a fun night. How did it literally feel? You're literally buzzing, the blood coursing through your veins, yes, and you hear that name, yes, read out.
I couldn't, honestly, even now, it makes me excited, and yeah, I still can't believe it. But I remember the after party, and I got my BAFTA in one hand and a glass of champagne in the other, and I walked through the doors, and they were playing something like Missy Elliott, and I just went, like, I was just starting having a bit of a rave. And some people were, like, putting their BAFTAs down, and I was thinking, I couldn't let go of it. And they're heavy, let me tell you, they are heavy.
So back to the fact that you had to do a lot of hard graft before you made it, in inverted commas, how long between you winning the BAFTA and you being a full-time actress?
Basically, I had my office job for 8 years, and I left just before we started shooting This Is England 86. Since then, I've remained in work. So,
you did do 10 years of hard graft.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah,
I really want to get that message across.
Yeah, I did.
It's like, don't give up. It can take a decade, but it's worth it.
Yeah, no, you don't know how long it's going to take, and you know, I don't like. You know, if you were something like X Factor, where the mums are going, yeah, go do it, you know, she's amazing, and obviously they have belief in them, and I you know, encourage that massively. But it's not about trying to find a backup. It's just, you know, you've just got to be realistic in the same breath that there's not enough room for everybody. And you know, longevity, I don't know how long I'm going to be in the business. I just don't know, and that would be really ignorant of me to say this is me now, lifetime career, and I'll be able to afford to live off it for the rest of my life. Got to keep working hard.
Vicky McClure, thank you very much for your time. We do appreciate you coming.
Pleasure.
And giving back and sharing the love and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, great stuff. Thanks.
You keep knocking on my door. I think I told you before. I don't want you no more after what you did.
From a new artist, new college Nottingham student Lucy Alexandra, and then this new music from old friends, one of the first ever acts we had on Music back in 2008. That was. Now Eula are back with a new single and a new sound. That is Back to the Start. Check the single launch of Bodega on the 30th of March. This is the Music New Music Podcast. Time for a couple of tracks I've been meaning to play you for a while now, including one that's about airports. And this one, I realise this is a big statement to make, but I'm going to put it out there. A track that has more than a hint of Johnny Cash about it. This is Blind Caves and Starting Gun. We'll hit the runway next, metaphorically speaking.
Tell me a tale like one you used to when I was a boy, and the story's bright more exciting than today, my everyday. Tell me once again, I'll learn, maybe start again, watch the world turn. 'Cause you know I was born for something more, something that you'd never seen before. Darling, I've been a fool for far too long. I know this well. As the promise bright lights fading and last nights of poison my hair. Tell me once again, I'll learn. Maybe start again, watch the world burn. 'Cause you know I was born for something more, something that you've never seen before.
Music.org.uk. This is just the beginning.
Let's build an airport and let's fly away. If we put our minds to it, we could finish today. These people around here are as deep as the clouds, and they don't understand anything that isn't glued to the ground. So let's build an airport and let's fly away. If we put our minds to it, we could finish today. These people around here are as deep as the clouds, and they don't understand anything that isn't glued to the ground. But we're rootless and artless and freer than birds. Let's not march to the abattoir just like the rest of the herd. Forget Stansted, forget JFK. There's a whole world of difference between a runway and running away. We're not running away.
The biggest love spreader in knots in 2012, that is the sound of Matt Blick and his moving ode to love and airports. Let's build an airport. Speaking of love spreading, Matt's going to be interested in this. Future Sound of Nottingham News, we can confirm we will be again giving an automatic space in this year's FSN to the nicest, friendliest, most love-spreading musician. If you want to start building those love-spreading muscles, all you got to do is tweet us something positive about another local musician. We'll actually launch officially the love-spreading competition in the next month or so, depending on how things work out behind the scenes. Thank you for supporting the most vibrant music scene in the UK. Thank you, Confetti and Left Line. You're both legends. Let's stay in touch, you and me. Contact us via our social media. Links are on our homepage at music.org.uk. Track listings are there as well. I'm off to hug an airport.
Thanks for checking out the latest music, new music podcast. For track listings, sessions, reviews and more, check out music.org.uk.
Feel the music.